From fireworks to lighting to music, a lot goes into creating a terrific nighttime production. Few people know the industry better than the man who's worked within Disney, directing many of the productions you may have experienced at a Disney amusement park. One of his most recognized claims to fame is Epcot's Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. And so when we wanted to do a July 4th show, we wanted to find somebody who was an expert on fireworks. And when we dived into it, we really found that, you know, fireworks is just the ticket to entry. I mean, nighttime entertainment productions have fireworks and jets of flame and colored water fountains and live action actors and everything else. And our next guest, Don Dorsey, is an expert at creating these kinds of productions. Don is the president of Don Dorsey Consulting, but also has the distinction of being of not working for Disney for longer than anybody else. And what I mean by that is that he has he's the longest serving continuously contracted non-employee in Disney history, having not worked for them for over 40 years.
The thing that I try and strive for in designing what we call a spectacular, a nighttime spectacular, is an experience that affects people emotionally but that cannot be captured in a photograph. There's too much going on over too large of an area to really sort of capture in a moment or on a video, because you can't see everything. It's an experience that has to be seen live to have its full impact. So we've got fireworks, we have fountains, we will have projections or video of some format, and then of course the most important element that drives the entire production is the music, and then on top of that you have the story layer, which is the reason you have a show and the emotional journey that you're going to take people on through the music as the vehicle and the images or the visuals as the filler.
So, Don, you're bringing together lots of different types of technologies, and you must be thinking about the expertise needed to make them work reliably. Tell us about how you form your team.
Well, fortunately, at Disney, there's usually somebody who does anything you need. You just have to find them. There's a segment of the Disney organization called Walt Disney Imagineering, and they have an ongoing R&D department, and they're always looking at new technologies and new ideas and trying to figure out, okay, so this is cool, what do we do with it? What does it mean for a show or an attraction? And those guys are really some of the best in the industry. And so I can always go to them and say, you know, why don't we do this, or what would we have to do to accomplish this? And a great example of that is the air launch fireworks technology that they developed, which allows us to minimize the unpleasant byproducts of standard fireworks. And by that I mean we're able to cut down on the use of black powder, which creates smoke, and the use of fallout and heavy metals and all of the things that are of environmental concern to people these days. What it amounts to is we take a firework shell and take the bottom off of it, and the bottom is usually the black powder explosive that shoots it out of a tube like a cannon into the sky where it creates its effect. And we replace that explosive charge with compressed air and basically create a giant pea shooter and fling the firework into the sky where something has to ignite it other than the traditional chemical fuse, which burns from the ground up. So we created a microchip that carries enough of a small electrical charge to actually trigger the shell's explosion once it reaches its apex in the sky.
And does that let you trigger them more accurately?
Yes, that chip allows you to be accurate to within milliseconds instead of plus or minus a half a second, which is sort of the traditional shell range. And it also, because you're using compressed air, you can vary the amount of pressure that you use to lift the shell so that you can place it exactly where you want in the sky. When I first started working with Disney back in 1975, we would talk about someday we're going to be able to create a fireworks shell that does the shape of Mickey Mouse in the sky. And it was sort of the elusive dream. We tried stringing two small shells together with a big shell, and we couldn't get anything to work reliably. But when we made air launch, before it occurred to anybody else, I said, let's take two small shells and a big shell, and we'll aim the two shells to the side, and we'll aim the big one up the middle, and we'll change the pressures a little bit. And we're actually able to create our Mickey Mouse effect in the sky the very first time we tried it. And now it's a staple of the nightly Disneyland show. And it's a great moment to open a show when you're expecting fireworks and you get Mickey Mouse in gold sparkle.